African leaders have proposed a global carbon tax regime in a joint declaration called the Nairobi Declaration. The declaration was released at the end of the three-day Africa Climate Summit in Kenya's capital. The African heads of state plan to use the declaration as the basis for their negotiating position at the upcoming COP28 summit in November. The summit focused on mobilizing financing to adapt to extreme weather, conserve natural resources, and develop renewable energy. Africa is one of the most vulnerable continents to climate change but receives only about 12% of the financing it needs to cope. The Nairobi Declaration calls on world leaders to support the proposal for a global carbon taxation regime, including a carbon tax on fossil fuel trade, maritime transport, and aviation. It also suggests the possibility of a global financial transaction tax. Human rights activist Graca Machel described the declaration as a huge step forward, and emphasized that Africa is not here to be helped, but to offer opportunities for investment and solutions. The declaration argues that these measures would ensure large-scale financing for climate-related investments and protect tax increases from geopolitical and domestic political pressures. While around 24 countries currently impose taxes on carbon, the idea of a global carbon tax regime has not gained much traction. In the past, proposals for a financial transaction tax in the European Union to finance environmental priorities did not receive unanimous approval. Some activists argue that carbon credits, which allow polluters to offset emissions by funding green activities, are a pretext for big polluters to continue emitting carbon dioxide. The summit also faced criticism for not focusing enough on helping Africans adapt to extreme weather, and protesters demonstrated against Africa's plan to sell carbon credits to foreign countries. Despite these challenges, the Africa Climate Summit saw commitments of $23 billion to green projects from international governments, development banks, private investors, and philanthropists. However, African leaders acknowledged that these investments only scratched the surface of the continent's financial needs and called for more systemic changes. The summit highlighted the urgent need for increased financing and support to address the impacts of climate change in Africa.